Welcome to the World Changers in Tech podcast, where we bring you the most exciting, passionate, impact-driven tech entrepreneurs and actors changing the world one tech at a time. Our episodes foster the sustainable development goals to inspire, build, and grow a sustainable future. So get to know your SDGs and world changers in tech. My name is Anna Yukiko Bickenbach, and let's get on to today's episode. Dear World Changers and Tech listeners, today we find ourselves living in changing times, Corona times, one that has created challenges and many adjustments, but mostly, as we would like to see them here at German Tech, we see it as a time to innovate and create chances from opportunities. Our physical events, meetups, and open lectures had to be canceled, but instead of them being lost, we decided that we would rather digitize them for you so you can also be a part of it. We wanted to include you, our community, in all aspects, so we've adapted our approach to edit down our live digital events so you can hear them as well. We hope you get the most out of it, enjoy it, stay healthy, and stay tuned, and we're looking forward to many more episodes with you guys.
But it's not the same. It's not meeting people outside. It's not, I don't know, sitting in my cafe at the corner. I'm sad.
So we will start our new work life week number 4 with Maria's statement. She is sad.
Yeah, you know what? It's fair to say that I'm sad this week. Yeah, because I mean, it is fucking week 4. I'm stuck in my apartment alone and I really start feeling the adventurous part of this whole thing is over. Now it feels like really, it's getting harder and we have to get through it. And
This is part of your marathon. You know that triathlon that you were talking about in June? It's your mental triathlon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like so, the first kilometers were fun and now the rest 30 kilometers will be like torture. And that's how I feel.
So we'll give it like 1 or 2 more minutes until our last participants come in. But while we're doing that, Maria and I can say a quick hello from our home offices. And as you, some of you who can tell that have been with us on a almost weekly basis, every time we are doing these shows, we keep getting better. Notice the beautiful banner, work has traveled into my home office. So... Your home
look office. Look at my living room. Flowers over there dying. Everything's dying here.
You need to put post-its on your wall. Start making you feel like work home. Okay, so how about we will get started. Hello, everyone. My name is Anna Yukiko Bingbach. I'm the program and event manager here at German Tech. And you are joining Maria Kroos, our managing director, and myself for our weekly update on our new work life, starting week number 4 in Corona here in Berlin in Germany. And I welcome you all to join in on the conversation if you like to. You can either join by video, it's completely up to you. And if there's something you would like to add, feel free to raise your hand or turn on the mic and turn on the video and say hi and add your remarks or questions. I will make sure to do a Q&A at the end or even during. So, let's start with Maria giving us, as usual, a little insight into German Tech, what she does there, and how she's feeling today.
Yeah, so my name is Maria. I'm one of the managing directors at German Tech, where we are building digital ecosystems for a sustainable future. So we are running programs for corporates, for startups, all trying to foster innovation, digitalization, and we've been doing that since 5 years, and as you all can imagine, things have changed during the last weeks, also for us, but also for our clients, for our partners, and as we are working with a lot of people from different sectors, so as I said, corporates, but also startups, and people from politics, people from NGOs, it is like a crazy time, and that's why we do this show, to talk a little about what we learned, what insights we can share. And today I have like a really bad day today, I have to say. But I think it's fair. It is week four. I'm alone in my apartment and I miss my friends. I miss social contact. I mean, I have a lot of calls and Zoom meetings all the time, of course, as everybody does. And sure, I'm not lonely, but still it feels like, whoa, it's now it turns to be, turns out that this is really exhausting. And that even a long weekend with holidays doesn't help to like re-energize. But yeah, it rather showed again that all the things that normally give me energy in my life, like going out with friends, going to clubs, having fun out there with through being together with people, going to concerts, going to the theater, whatever, that it really is the petrol station that is missing at the moment. And that's how I feel today. How about you, Anna?
I was trying to compare your emotions right now, and I think I actually hit that stage on the third day. So this was like in the first week on the third day. I remember that Thursday really clearly. I found it very difficult because we were trying to figure out how to balance family and kids with working. And at that point, like our work schedules in terms of like our hours hadn't changed yet. And I remember that Thursday I felt that way because I think when you have other people involved that you have to manage in your own household, then you need a routine. And that was really hard. And now like with the kids situation, we've gotten that routine down. So I actually feel like I shouldn't get used to this too much. Actually, so for me, it's okay. And I see the light at the end of the tunnel. But I can imagine their phases for everyone. It's a phase, you know, it's a phase, and it's okay to have these phases where you feel, as Maria said, you know, sad.
So why do you see the light at the end of the tunnel? Can you share that?
I think for me, there's the routine is there. I feel we also went into Kurzarbeit, just to mention it. And for that, that's also made things a little easier. And as long as you have a routine, and I think the numbers are looking quite good that, you know, my speculation, we're going to say this very carefully, the speculation might be in two more weeks, slowly nothing will go back to normal, but things will start opening up again. And I think then people will appreciate all these small, minute things that you didn't before. And the weather is good. So, and just for anyone tuning in internationally, I just wanted to have these numbers because I think it's important that we just look at numbers in terms of Corona, how it's affecting us. We have about 125,000 that are infected in Germany, about 4,600 in Berlin. And Germany's been able to keep that curve quite flat. And so I think considering those circumstances, that makes me also feel like there's a light at the tunnel. If you do follow the numbers, we've managed to do a pretty good job. Yeah.
That's true.
So for anyone else who just started joining us, if you guys want to tune in at any point or share your thoughts and ideas or comments, feel free to put up your hand or put it in the Q&A or turn on your video and say something. I will hand it over again to Maria to kind of give us, because we haven't actually we didn't do a weekly last week, but maybe you can share what's new at Germantech in terms of like how have governance, like financial aid or anything, has it gone through? Has it helped?
Yeah. So, I mean, we still are watching closely, of course, what the government in Germany on the federal level, but also on the state level is deciding and how they are helping. And since we last spoke, I mean, the main change for us as a team probably was that we are in Kurzarbeit now, which means that some of our colleagues, or actually everybody is like not working full hours at the moment. but rather depending on the department which they're in, a adjusted amount of hours. So it was a little bit of a shift in our daily working together, how we organize everything, who is available when for like talks and calls. But so far, I think it is going quite well. I mean, we started on the 1st of April, so we are basically in week two now, or we have 2 weeks done already. Seems like we kind of manage it, though it is sometimes a little bit, rough. When you normally have like almost everybody in full time, or you're just used to, you know, who is working when, and you can know, you know, when to call people and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, it was something that we expected that this will take a little time until we get used to that. And I still think that our digital infrastructure helps a lot. So we're still using, we've been talking about it, Slack and Zoom calls and our virtual team room where we organize, where we still stay in touch, the ones who are working during their working hours. So I think it is super important that we as a team kind of stay connected, and we do our dailies and we do our weekly fixes where we talk about the things that are going on. Further, yes, we also see that the corporate partners that we are working with are also still struggling. I mean, that is something that is also not surprising. Still high insecurity about when next investment decisions will be made, or whole purchase departments are kind of shut down and no purchases are made at the moment, which also gives a little bit of, or not a little bit, it gives insecurity also to us as a small company. So it is still like navigating a little bit through all this. From the government side, there was one new measurement, or like one new tool implemented, which is the Mittelstand Soforthilfe. So it's another package of 60 billion euros that that comes from the federal government to support small and medium-sized companies in Germany. The new thing about this, compared to all the other instruments and tools that were implemented already, is that it is very easy to get this money. It is like another loan that you could apply for, with a 3% of
interest rate,
exactly, that you then have to pay within the next 10 years, which is longer period of time than all the other money tools that they implemented so far. So And the other thing that everybody kind of is waiting for now, I kind of feel, is that we are, that they talk a lot and discuss a lot about what will be like long-term support for the economy, because everything that is announced now is like helping companies, helping smaller, medium-sized companies to save their liquidity on a short-term base. But nobody knows exactly how long the lockdown will be, or we will discuss it later. I mean, there are some assumptions that we can make now, but there are still, one of my favorite sentences, there are still so many question marks when the economy will be, how do you say, shut, not turned, boosted again, exactly. Because for example, there are, like so many dependencies also from other economies. When we look at the German automotive industry, for example, of course, there's a high dependency on China. We can all see what's happening in China, that it takes much longer than they thought it will take, though they are starting to work again. I mean, it is not clear when parts for cars that will be produced now will be delivered here, because there are still some ports that are closed. I mean, the whole airport system is not working. So everything logistically is like a mess at the moment, and nobody knows exactly how long it will take. And yeah, it will be very interesting to see how long it will actually take, and if it will be done in a few weeks, or if it will take like a few months, or if it will even be something that we have to handle or deal with until the beginning of next year.
Mm-hmm. So two questions I will, or two, or one question and then remark from your side. What do you think it's fair to say, even from our experience working with corporates, that now they're feeling more bottlenecks? Like as time has gone by, it's now trickled down or through the corporates, and those affected in the supply chain or in the chain of corporates are now starting to feel the pressure more?
Yeah, the pressure and the insecurity. I mean, it is the same thing for everybody at the moment, that nobody knows how and when it will go. It will be like turning to normal again, and then nobody knows what normal even is, because everybody keeps telling us that there will be the new normal will not be the old normal, which I totally agree with, but nobody knows exactly what the new normal does look like. And I think it is now time that we start discussing that, what we want the new normal to look like. Also when it comes to like the economic level of things. So how do we want new economy to look like? Mm-hmm. That's a discussion that is, I don't see it like in the broader masses at the moment, but I definitely think it is something that we should discuss. So is it fair that companies like, I don't have to name any names, that have like billions of profits don't stop paying their rents? And is it fair that companies that have billions of profits keep giving these profits to their shareholders, while at the same time they request state support from taxpayers' money, and happening all that at the same time? Is that something that we really want to support? Is that something that we consider as right? Or is it something that we consider as not right and we want to change that? And I think it should now be the time to discuss which economical system we want to live in the future. And yeah, I hope that these discussions will take place soon.
Soon. That could actually be something we could discuss on a panel, a new economy post-corona. And before we get to new economy, for anyone who's managing a company right now or has a startup, what are your tips that we implemented that they can try to enact now or look at in order to survive longer or create that runway?
I think the managing the runway and managing the liquidity is still the number one goal. What we are also looking at the moment is watching startups that are very agile when it comes to adapting or pivoting their business models. What we see a lot, of course, is that everybody in fashion is now suing mouth protections, and it's for sure something that is needed at the moment, but what will their model be in the long term? And that's definitely something that we should now slowly but surely take a look into, because all these Soforthilfen, so these instant support that the state is giving out or was giving out, I think this will come to an end now as we are in week 4 or 5. So all this like immediate actions and actionism, is that an English word even?
It is now.
Actionism. It will come to an end. So when you should have your liquidity saved now for the next month and concentrate now on how to get back to revenues. Mm-hmm. That's definitely something that I would recommend everybody now that we are getting into this new normal.
Okay. And to also talk about two other topics that we went through last week, if anyone else might experience something new, we actually have a new a new what do you call employee, what am I trying
co-worker.
To say, like co-worker. We have a new co-worker since April, and so we did onboarding with him literally all digitally. So maybe we can give a few tips as to how we made Tom, who's also here, feel like he's, are trying to make him feel as though he's part of the team, which is not easy.
Yeah, it is not easy, but still, I think we managed very well. Maybe Tom can also share some insights if he wants to, because he's in the call. So before Corona, we decided to be part of a program that's called On Purpose. Everybody who's looking for new employees and is in the field of nonprofit impact sustainability. It is a program designed for people who want to change sectors. So people coming from the profit sector who want to tap into the nonprofit sector or into the impact sector. And it is a 1-year program where people also get mentoring. They get every Friday, they have like a coaching sessions, workshops where they learn about the nonprofit sector, but then also they have like 35 hours in a company where they learn from the practical side of working in an impact company. So we decided to do join On Purpose before Corona, and so we're very happy that we still managed that. Tom started on the 1st of April with us, and of course it's kind of new to everybody to onboard somebody not with even having seen him in person once. But what we did is that of course he joined our dailies and our all our joint sessions together immediately, and he also had one-on-ones in week one with everybody on the team so that he could make connections, ask questions about the different projects that we're working on, and maybe also give some outside views on how he would tackle some of the problems. And of course, we've been like talking a lot. He's been joining all of the online meetings to kind of implement him into the team as soon as possible. And I have to say it worked really well. I was a little bit worried because we've never done it before, but obviously a lot of the things that we do have never been done before. So we're very happy, and we can only tell you it is possible to onboard people into a team completely virtually, completely digitally, without even having met them once.
And one of the things, it wasn't a planned outcome, but one of the things, so we have our banner, for example, that's right behind me, and it kind of was a joke, but then actually was like, okay, why not? Because Tom had just moved to Berlin, he's never been to our offices, but thanks to the fact that you can go to get into our office with access as long as you have this Bluetooth code, right? There was no like handover of a key. He could go into the office. Maria gave him wonderful directions where our things are. He got to see the B part, our offices. He picked up this wonderful banner and he got his bike and he rode it all the way to my place in Friedrichshain. And I'm actually the first person he's seen live. And we did this kind of handover, you know, with distance, enough distance. But I think that was kind of a very fun, you know, project for him too. So he was able to at least get to see some things.
And that's also a good remark that it shows again that our infrastructure, I mean, I've been mentioning it 1,000 times now, we didn't even have to meet once because everything, literally everything, even the key to our offices is like digital. So he just had to download an app and we could give him access so he could open the doors to our offices. And with his computer and his password to our Google accounts, he can access all the programs and all the documents. So it is possible, though I would love to meet you, Tom.
Yeah, thanks. Maybe just a few comments from my side. First of all, I totally agree. It's been exciting, like the first weeks. because it's been totally new for me as well to start digitally, like from my home office. It's a bit sad that I can't get to know you guys in person. So I feel like there's something missing. But I wouldn't have expected it to work out so well. So just to get access to all the infrastructure, to, like, as you said, I entered the office, like, I felt like a bit lonely there, but still I could get an impression on how you would actually work in normal times. But it's been a good experience to see that one can actually onboard digitally, so that kind of we could get things going. And still I hope we can meet each other in person soon, but I'm not afraid that we can't manage to set up projects and to work together digitally. So that's like a good lesson learned, I say.
Thank you so much.
And I also wanted to share one thing that we did as a team for anyone, because we have this question a few times, like, how do you keep employee morale or motivation high? Because it is difficult to, like, have a laugh with each other or to have to sit down and have coffee. But one thing we did for Easter was, and this was, you know, just purely voluntary, and I think you don't need to have Easter to do it. What we did is we asked everyone if they wanted to send, like, an Easter greeting to each other analog, like, you know, and write down, like, a postcard or a letter or a drawing, and you put it in the mail, and the person gets snail mail. And I thought that was a snail mail.
What did you get?
I got I got a surprise visit, because my person drove over and gave me a little Easter bunny basket, of course, again, with enough distance, but that was really cute. And so if anyone wants to enact something like that in their office voluntarily, you just assign the names of your coworkers to each other with their addresses, and they can send each other, like, a small little greeting, you know, as a surprise effect. And I thought that was quite nice. Did you receive something, Maria?
Yes. So I sent a cake. I baked a cake and did send that to somebody, which also it worked out very well. So snail mail is still working, and actually it's not so snail because it was there within one day. And I received a personalized online game Easter, where I was like the Easter bunny, you know, my face was the Easter bunny, and I had to get, like, Easter eggs from one corner to the other corner without getting hit by coronaviruses that were haunting me, which was super nice. It was really cool. So yeah, it was like, you know, the small things, but it just felt like, okay, I think of somebody and somebody thinks of me, and we not only meet in the Zoom calls, and we not only meet in virtually, but yeah, we still see we are there for each other, and we care.
Cool. I think, Tom, did you also get something?
I did, yeah. Actually, I got chocolate. So,
Oh, nice.
I was pretty happy about the chocolate.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So easy, but it's really, it really helps.
Yeah. And so I would also, if anyone else wants to ask us questions, now is a really good time to go ahead and feel free to either turn on your mic or write it in the chat. While people are responding or wanting to ask something, we have a really great event session tomorrow with Piabo. He's the CEO of Piabo, and he's going to tell us how PR can really help you define, you know, your moment and your time, especially in times of crisis. How do you actually act as a company or a startup? Because you always have shareholders, you always have to look for customers. So, you know, what do you do or what do you not do? So that's tomorrow at, I believe, 16:30, I want to say, but we'll send that to you. So we have David and Gabriel. I see them. And I think Gabriel was first. So we'll let Gabriel go, and then David can try the conversation after.
Hello. Me first?
Yes. Hi, Hi,
okay. Guys. Hi. Hello. Hello, everybody. Well, first, I would like you to introduce me very shortly. My name is Gabriel, and I'm talking from Argentina. I'm literally in the other side of the world. You will ask, why did you join this meeting, startup community in Berlin? And that's why I have been planning to go to live to Berlin for maybe 2 years. And this Corona time, you know, just delayed my plans for a while. And I have been following German Tech and another Berlin startup communities, and seeing this Corona time, you guys been doing this online meetings. I think it's a perfect opportunity to start, you know, doing some network and start, you know, meeting each other, who is the people in the startup scene in Berlin. So hi, and thank you for the opportunity to start, you know, meeting you guys. And well, I work for a startup in the US, remotely from Argentina. And in this case, my team, it's all remote. We have 8 associates here in Argentina working for the Bay Area in California. And yeah, we always work remote. And literally, I have never seen with some of our associates here, like in person, and it's kind of hard to keep them motivated sometimes. Now in Argentina, we have a total shelter in place. You can't go outside, and it's been almost a month, and it's sometimes, I mean, some days it's quite hard to, you know, keep doing all the same stuff inside your home. Like, it's for me and from some of my coworkers, it's hard to, you know, studying, working, meeting your parents, meeting your friends, all in this, you know, this little screen. And talking about motivation, I think the one a very important thing is just, you know, be able to hear your coworkers or your employees or even your managers, and be able to hear them and hear what they need to say, and just, you know, try to some way be there for them, you know. Like, we usually set a meeting every week in like afternoon Argentina to just hang out and, you know, talk about whatever they want to talk. And that's a way that we have to create, like, to bonding in this remote work. And even we usually all the people who work in the same city usually join for a beer or something. But now that we even can do that, we do it like beers online. We drink beer, everybody in house, and that seems to be working. Another thing is cool to keep people motivated in this time is trying to see this time as a big opportunity, because in my personal opinion, it's a very special time, this shelter in place that we are having right now, and I hope so, but we probably won't have it like never again. And it's a perfect time to try a lot of things that you have never tried before.
That's a great way of saying it, Gabriel. And thank you for joining us all the way from Argentina, which is, you know, great to just show how international things are. And we completely agree with you. And when you make it to Berlin, then hopefully we will have our physical events up again. Thank you for the input. We'll switch over to David. Hello, David.
Hi. Hello. Actually, it's David, but people get it the last name. No, it's just my last name. People think I'm German and I'm not. It's a long story. But first of all, I want to say it's great to see, I guess it's now German Tech. I know you guys since the days of GTEC. So it's great to be part of an event. This is my change to German Tech and move to be part. So my question comment is around how do we help each other, or what tools do people use to maintain a sense of sanity? Because we're all using digital resources much more, including streaming services like Netflix or Zoom calls, or like not getting a chance to have that commute to and from work. I actually work for a startup that measures psychological safety, and we've now decided to offer for 2 months to companies to help with COVID, because we really believe it's necessary to support people in this forced transition. But I'm just curious, like what do, to help your coworkers and yourself in managing not getting overwhelmed by all the digital resources. And like, just for example, my personal experience, I was part of a Hack the Curve hackathon this past Easter weekend. It was a great event, but I had to disconnect for a walk twice because I was so overwhelmed, even though I wanted to do stuff, but that was already almost too late. Yeah, that's all.
Maybe Maria, you want to take this on? Because I feel like Maria's very
insane. I already am insane.
Because you're connected almost all the time. So I feel like this is a really good question for you. Like, how do you deconnect or de-stress?
To be honest, it is probably the biggest challenge of these days. I mean, except of the medical challenges, of course. The thing that helps me is something that I really, really realize is sports. It is still like online, but I started doing yoga in the morning and in the evening now, and it really, really helps me.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So there are so many like online courses of yoga and other high intensity trainings and everything, and it really helps to move your body, because that's something. I mean, we just keep sitting here and we don't have the commute, we don't take the bike to the office anymore, there's nothing. Yep. I don't get near my 10,000 steps that I normally want to achieve every day. I have like 500.
I know the feeling.
The couch and the coffee machine in the kitchen.
Exactly.
So that really helps to just move, because, and I really feel it. If I don't do that, my everything turns down, and I think we will all die. And I see.
But do you have some set schedule, or how do you? Because I always find like I have the intention, but then I like today I want to go for, I want to take advantage of X Bike's free 30 minutes because I don't want to pay more for any kind of exercise. Like they have that offer to rent their bikes for 30 minutes for free. So I'll do my half hour and it always rejuvenates me. But how do you avoid getting to the critical or the point of no return?
The thing that I'm using is I have Urban Sports Club, which is a membership.
Okay.
They normally have, like, you normally can go to all the gyms, yeah, all the yoga studios. They all do it online now. But the thing is that you still have to book the classes. So you book a class in advance.
Ah, okay. So you get reminders. Okay.
Exactly.
That's interesting.
And you still have, like a contingent of like, I don't know how many per month. And if you don't show up, it still gets deducted from your credits.
That's awesome. I'm usually not a big fan of negative billing, but I think that's a good, great incentive. I'm actually with McFit, and McFit has cyber aerobics or whatever they call it. So those classes are free online, but it's not the same kind of system as you said.
Because it's really, and it's, yeah, so I put it in my calendar. It is like a, it is like an appointment in my calendar. And even if it's like in the morning from 7 to 8, it says yoga. And I think I need to
do that for myself, like regardless of rain, snow, wind, whatever, to get out and do that physical activity for riding the bike for 30 minutes. Cause I really found that I felt so rejuvenated and just had that much more energy. Good.
I think what also could be really helpful is like if it's every 3 or 4 hours, you can always set your time. If you think the timer is something that helps you, then do a timer to make sure you do 10 minutes and walk around the block one time and you do sun gazing, or, you know, I feel like looking at the sun and breathing, or even having a conversation with and being in the sun is something that's helpful, that gets me energized again.
You mean like this?
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm so jealous of everybody who has a fucking balcony.
I'm sorry. I'm really, honestly, even in this colder weather, I can stand out here in a t-shirt.
Oh my God. So nice. And the other thing that really helps and that I would recommend to everybody is stay in touch with your friends. I mean, still it is like through digital means, but like call them, stay in contact with them, share whatever your sorrows are and your thoughts. And if you're having good days, if you're having bad days, it's something that I do for sure. Anna can tell a lot about that. Even if it's crying, cry with
someone. That's a great suggestion. What I found, what I've tried playing a trick is, or started doing as we used to before we had technology, is just call someone.
Yeah,
don't ask if they're ready. Yeah, like, and I love that a friend of mine and I have started playing this like game. He just kind of randomly calls, talk. So
yeah, talking really helps.
Thank you.
So what we should do is everyone make sure you call a friend this week and report back to us how that friend responded and how, you know, how exciting.
Without planning.
Without planning. Don't plan. Just call a friend. Tell them that you're thinking about them and see what the outcome is.
Do you know what happened actually one time that I did that? They said, is everything okay? Did something happen?
No.
Like, no, I just wanted to call, you know. Okay, I'm going to shut off my camera and mute my mic. Thank you so much.
Thank you, David.
So I think with that, we will, with our tips that we have to take with us for the next week, Maria and I will tune in with you guys again. We will send out a date, whether it's next week or in 2 weeks. And we will also make sure to send you guys an invite to a private group of German Tech where you can feel free to network underneath this post. So I'll send that out to you guys. So if anyone wants to continue conversations, you guys can do so in our private channels on LinkedIn and Facebook. And so with that, Maria, we say
thank you and stay sane.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. Thanks so much.
That was a wrap here for us at the World Changers and Tech headquarters. Make sure you find us at our webpage, www.german.tech, and subscribe to our newsletter to stay up to date and receive exclusive invites to all our event formats. You can also find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter. Big thank you from the World Changers and Tech team here at German Tech, where we strive to inspire, build, and grow digital ecosystems for a sustainable future. Continue on our SDGs and World Changers in Tech, and tune in soon.